Our smiles are our labels. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Our smiles are our labels. Everywhere we go, we broadcast ourselves. We broadcast our desires. As a fighter broadcasts his punches, he lets the opponent know what sort of punch is coming and the opponent can duck. Well, we broadcast who we are. Some people say, oh, you have wonderful charisma. No, I'm just broadcasting who I am. I'm a wonderful person. And everybody can be a wonderful person and have wonderful charisma. Think about it. Our smiles are our labels. People look at us and they see us for who and what we are. If we have a frown on our face, they say, oh, what's the matter? And they think we got problems. They think our world is frustrated and bothersome and troublesome to us. And of course, they're right, because we broadcast who and what we are. If we have a smile on our face, you can be sure that everything is in divine order. And if it's not in divine order, we don't care. We will only allow divine order and divine right order to be in our world. Now, what's the difference between divine order and divine right order? Divine right order is where I'm working on a given situation and I seek to put the right cause in motion to have that situation a blessing and a joy and a harmony for me now and always. When I do that, then it takes place in its perfect right order. Now, how can I do that? How can I have everything be in divine right order? Well, first I have to figure out what is it that I want out of life. What is it? Well, why am I here on earth? Am I here on earth to be a sad sack? Am I here on earth to have problems? Am I here on earth to fight my way? Am I here on earth to suffer? Oh boy, so many of us have been taught that this is what we're here on earth for, and this is what our Bible has been teaching us all through the ages, that we're here to suffer. And yet, stop and read the Bible again. Whether it's the Quran, the Bible, or whatever you're reading, you know, the Bhagavad Gita, every one of them has people having happy experiences. And the people who are having happy experiences, they do not say these people are bad. They just say these people are having happy experiences and it is their choice. Now the people who are so-called bad are the people who are fighting against principle. They're fighting against the happy experiences. They're wanting to change the world around from the way it is. Now, every joyous, happy person that we read about in biblical literature is a person who lives a very happy life. Oh, they may have their stress and their concern, but that's only because they allow themselves to look at it from other people's point of view. I have met many people who live in poverty, and these people who live in poverty are happy. They don't know, basically, that they're living in poverty, especially the children. And the children are really not concerned about that they're living in poverty. They're living to live a happy life. And every moment they live in happiness. Oh, mommy, why are you unhappy? It's not because they are unhappy, but their mommy is unhappy because she hasn't got what she feels she'd like to have or give to the children. And so then she broadcasts that to the children. Instead of broadcasting to the children at all times, you have a blessed life. You have a wonderful life. Everything is going your way. You are so fortunate because you are living here on planet Earth under this wonderful sunshine in this wonderful world. You know, we build our own world. We build it by the labels that we wear on our face, the labels that we wear in our attitudes and in our way of thinking about things. Think about it. Think about it very seriously. What do you want out of life? Do you want out of life happiness, or do you want out of life unhappiness? You can have either. You can create either. One is the reality, you might say, happiness, and the other is the illusion. But of course, happiness is the illusion too. And it's just as easy to make happiness as it is to make unhappiness. We can have a smile on our face. Oh, oftentimes when people come in to me for counseling, and they come in for me for counseling a lot of times, I will say to them, okay, now, let's put on a happy face. Let's put on a happy face. And they say, oh, come on now, I want to tell you my problems. I want to tell you my worries, my concerns, and the things that are hurting me. I say, okay. And when you're done with that, what are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me that that's what you want to keep having? Or are you going to tell me that you would like to have a happy experience? You'd like to be yourself and have fun, whatever that may be. And that certainly is good and very good. And they say, well, yeah. Okay, let's bypass all this negative stuff that you have been experiencing, and let's start putting the cause in motion for what you want to experience. Now, the first thing that you do is you put on a happy face. Oh, that's Pollyanna. And isn't it wonderful? Yes, put on a happy face. Our smiles are our labels. It is the name for whom we go by. When I'm at INTA, International New Thought Alliance, I go around hugging everybody, which is my way of doing things. And I tell them, I love you. I say, I see you whole and perfect. And they come back for more. They want seconds. They want thirds. And I love it. I love it because it's me. And I say to each one of them, you're fantastic. And when I go to greet a person there, I throw my arm around them and I give them a big hug. And sometimes the men are a little startled or surprised for a moment. And then they say, that's okay, you know. And they know what I'm after. I'm after shedding only love, sharing only love, having that fall off of me like my reality. I am unconditionally loving. So when I go around with the label of being an unconditional lover, everyone says, oh, I want some of that. And then sometimes people say, oh, he's a healer, you know, and he heals you when he touches you. And I say, well, that's good too. I'm no more a healer than you are, or I am as much a healer as you are. And whenever I touch you, I say, you're whole and perfect, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. Yeah, you betcha that's healing. That's putting the right causes in motion, the right attitudes in motion. And you can do that for yourself. You don't have to have a Herb Byerly to do that, or Jesus to do that, or anybody else. And, hey, Herb, you're comparing yourself to Jesus? Yes, he said, we should be like he is. We should do the things he does, and greater things than these. Don't you read what the Bible says to you? Don't you read what the things say to you that we're supposed to do? People, they go around saying, well, we're sinners and we're bad. Well, that's your label, and enjoy it. I don't see you as a sinner. I see you as a beautiful, fabulous human being, a divine being sparkling out of that human body. That's what I see you as, because that's my label. And you see, with my label is a mirror, you know. With my label, I can only see what I am in the world around me. I can only see what I am in all of life around me. And that's all that matters. And what kind of a label have you got on, huh? What kind of a label are you wearing? I know what kind of label you're wearing, because I'm wearing a label of smiles, and you are my reflection, and you are wonderful. And I love you. 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 Herb, you're only supposed to say it three times. I don't know that. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.